Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mother's Day right around the corner. Hope everybody's ready. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy, TJ, and Hope are here this morning.
Yeah, we asked on Facebook, what's the best? You know, we moms, we're just human. So we've given you some great advice, I'm sure. But what's the worst advice, too? I'm sure we've given you some bad stuff, too. And Bobby says, the best is you are your own best friend. Best mom advice that they've ever gotten. Linda saying, hey, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. That's a good mom one, by the way. But for me, like, it gets me leading to Mama J, and, you know, she gave me so much good advice to make me a strong, independent woman, right? She told me, don't ever put yourself in a situation where you need someone else to survive, be that financial, emotional, anything. I don't know. It was for
That's
me,
great advice.
It's like, don't ever.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, my mom really, really instilled some great things. But then there were times where I was like, what? I remember when I had my first baby and she came into the hospital and, you know, I was breastfeeding. And she goes, oh, no, ladies don't breastfeed. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She goes, I didn't breastfeed any of you. And I was like, wait, what? So somewhere along the line, you know, her mom, somebody along the line
her
instilled that
yes.
into her. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that was like universal all time thing.
Right. Like everybody, you know, it's good for you. But my mother was like, oh, no, no. Nobody in my era did that. Nobody. So there was like this wall that went up.
Yeah.
So that was some bad advice. That was one time where my mama gave me some bad advice. I always know that as a mom for me, when the kids were really, really little, it was just important that they didn't think they were better than anyone else. You know what I mean? I think that's where bullying
starts.
That's
solid too, yeah.
And so if there's anything, if you ask my kids, what advice did your mom instill in you? It's, you're no better than anyone else. You are not better than anyone else, any other human. Because I don't know. It was just important to me that they weren't being nasty to people,
yeah.
You know?
My mom always said, don't do anything you wouldn't want on the front page of the newspaper.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that has kept me out of a lot of trouble.
In the back of your head, you still, you're going to be 60 years old and you're still going to hear Diane
mama said.
Going, yeah,
mama said.
Don't do it. Front page in the newspaper.
My mom was always supportive, especially when it came to, you know, professional stuff, career, things like that. But there was one point where I had applied for and been turned down here. I've been here part-time since I was in high school, but the full-time job took a long time to happen. And I think it was the third time they said no thanks to me for a full-time job.
Right.
My mom was like, and she, I understand where she came from with this. She goes, honey, you should look for another career.
Right.
They don't want you. You've tried so many times. You're breaking your own heart. You should just find something else to do.
It was hard for her to watch you go through
yes.
it.
Yes. So that's when I started looking for other ways to make a living. And I went to school to be a paralegal. And I was sitting in class like the third or fourth semester to become a paralegal. And I had just gotten my spiffy new cell phone. It was a brand new thing at that point.
Right.
So I'm sitting in class and I told the teacher, I said, I might get a call from this job that I applied for. If it's okay, I'll step out and take it. She's like, absolutely. So the class begins. I walk out of the room. The phone rang. I walked out of the room, was offered the job over the phone. And I'm like over the top excited. I walk back in and the whole class was like, did you get it? Did you get it? And I'm like, I got it. And then I walked out of the room and I leaned back in and go, hey, if I drop the class now, do I have to pay for it? Because it's the first day. So, you know, mama, she gave me great advice my entire life. And I know she was just looking out for me.
But sometimes we,
moment, that was a knife in the heart, man. Mom, 40 years later and still here. Mother's Day right around the corner. Hope everybody's ready. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBE.
I hope you're ready.
Hope you're ready. This year, I actually got a great gift. My daughter and I, what time is it? My wife shouldn't be listening. Daughter had a great idea for a present, and I was like, I can get that. And I went out and I got it.
At the Costco.
So that narrows down what it is. But no, normally we struggle to come up with anything because my wife never asks for anything.
Yeah.
She never wants for anything. She's like, no, I'm fine. You don't have to get me anything. Right. And that's how it always goes. But we got the perfect gift for her this year. So I'm very excited for that. She'll be happy.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's excellent. You know, we were talking about mom's advice and things mom have said that we just will have with us forever. And then things that mom said that may not be right, but we'll still have it with us forever. Right?
But usually said with love.
Like rub whiskey on the baby's teeth. That was always, or put a little drop of bourbon to help him sleep. Like I'm not giving like my kid a
shot. Give your kid a shot before bed.
It says shaving makes hair grow back thicker.
Oh, yes, my mom heard that.
Was like, do not shave your thighs. I still have never. She was like, it's going to come back.
Above the knee? You've
it's
never
still
done
blonde.
It? Oh my God.
There's
gosh.
No need to.
Because Diane was right. Don't shave above the knee. It would still come back blonde.
No, my hair's brown.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So
how's it going to change color just because you shaved it?
I don't know, but she's convinced that
I'm convinced
that it's just waiting under the surface, waiting to come in.
My
like
favorite
a big old
one,
shaggy dog.
From when I was a kid. Put a coat on, you're gonna catch a cold.
Yes.
And even as a kid, I was like, that's not true. So now we have the Google. So I just Googled it. You catch a cold from a virus.
Right.
You don't catch a cold from a temperature. And I've always screamed that. You don't catch a cold. Because we always argue in here about the temperature of this room. And you guys are sitting under the vent, so I totally get why you're cold. There's blankets over there. There's multiple coats over there.
Not just a blanket. I have an electric poncho blanket that I had on high this morning because the air conditioning was on in here.
But I've always been confused because, like, in old literature, it was always like she went out and she got stuck in the cold. and in the rain. She ran a fever and then she died. So I was always like, oh my gosh, it's the cold rain that's killing people.
Well, they also didn't have like soap back then, right? To wash
their
hands.
Yeah, so we don't know.
Who knows where she got that?
I don't know.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ, Hope, and Billy.
All right, here's the deal. Pope's from Chicago, and I'm getting calls. Do you know the Pope? Why would I know the Pope? He's 69 years old, right? Where do you think I met the Pope? At seminary school? I don't know the Pope. I'm happy he's from Chicago. All the blessings to new Pope Leo. By the way, why don't they use the real name of the guy? I think his name is Rob. Why isn't it just Pope Rob? Why do we got to change the name up?
That's Sebastian Maniscalco, of course, addressing yesterday's, of course, big news that first American Pope ever voted in and elected in, I should say. So needless to say, Rochester Diocese and Rochester Catholics, they are having a lot of celebrations today in the church. The reason they changed the name, because I wanted to know too. I wanted to know, why do they change the name? And it just, they take on a spiritual renewal. And so that's why they changed the name.
How many people are going to claim they know the Pope because he's from the United States?
Well, his brother was on Good Morning America, who looks a lot like him. And he's standing in a front yard outside of Chicago.
Some suburb.
Growing up, he was a pretty good kid.
The Pope's brother lives next door.
I'm just imagining the call. Like, the brother must have known that he was up for election. Be like, hey, Good Morning America is going to be over tomorrow morning. I hope that's okay. Can you do an interview? That'd be great. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. So...
It happens so fast when they take their vote and then the white smoke goes out of the chimney. Mm-hmm. That's the signal to the world that there's a new pope. Mm-hmm. And then it feels like it's minutes later, he's out addressing the crowd in the full pope outfit. Like, how do they do that part of it?
That is so interesting that you actually wanted to know that, because so did like Good Morning America or CBS Sunday Morning it was. So they did a broadcast before the Pope was announced, before the elections began, right after the death of the former Pope. And they went to the man who's been tailoring the Pope robes for centuries, according to it goes. It's his whole family has done it. And so you see him there and they're like, how do you know? How does the newly elected Pope have the robe ready within seconds? I mean, how do you do it? And he very simply looks at the camera. He goes, I make small, I make medium, I make big. And I felt like,
problem solved.
You must feel so dumb right now.
I just want to know if they're all hanging out in a waiting room, like all the potential popes. Like, you know, you'd be great. I hope you get it. Oh, I hope you get it. Like, are they just like girling out in a waiting room? Are
they able to talk to anybody? For each other? Or are they, if you're up, so anybody could, so they could have voted for themselves too.
133 cardinals were the electors. Yeah. And it has to be, you know, there has to be, I think, 80 some odd votes before the election is official.
And this one went quick. I know the last couple of popes, there was quite a
wait
between.
It could go on 20 days.
Right. This was
be ready, Sistine Chapel. I don't know if they got to Uber eat some food or what, but those guys are in.
I'm not Catholic, but I already feel attached to this pope because he's an American. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy.
He's the first, and it's been long taboo against a U.S. pope, given the geopolitical power already wielded by the U.S. in the secular sphere. So that's why this is such a big deal. He was born in Chicago. He's a Chicago native, but he's also a Peruvian citizen. He lived for years in Peru as a missionary, and then he became an archbishop there.
He also went to Villanova, a university down in Philly, and I have a couple of friends who went there, and the amount of memes that I have seen of the Pope, all I see is the Villanova V logo, the Pope. It's just, there's too many to read. It's just nonstop in my feed.
It was for like science and mathematics in the 70s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also saw a meme, but he was wearing Josh Allen jersey. They're like, dude, it's a fact. that the Pope loves the Bills.
So, even though he's from Chicago, it's not the Bears.
I don't know. All right. I think there's a lot of people having a lot of fun with pictures of the Pope.
I just looked and I'm waiting. Every time a news story, a big news story breaks, there's always like the Rochester connection. So what is the Rochester connection to the Pope going to be? Who is going to be familiar with the Pope or went to school with the Pope? Like, is there going to be a priest somewhere that maybe worked in a mission with him, or because he ran a huge organization?
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was Terry Clifford's brother?
We need to make a phone call.
Former beloved morning host here at the B. Her brother was
her brother, the father,
is a priest.
Yes,
her brother, the father.
Her brother, the father. So we have a connection to the Pope. We can just say that
basically, we're best friends.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.